peace, love, flow inside.
It's been a while, but we back. Flow Inside Radio, I'm your host, Samat. Got my brothers with me, as always, Doc West. What are you banging on the table, man? We just talked about this. Yo, we just talked about this. For those who don't know, it's me, Samat, Doc West, and the boy Aston, who's currently playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On the iPhone. He went from Pokemon Go to Yu-Gi-Oh! That's a bar. But it's been a while. It's been since 2016. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. It's Black History Month. And we got a new president. Yeah, that way. So, without any further ado, we're going to get into this first mix. We've been digging for the last month, so we're going to put you on a couple new things, a couple old things, see how y'all feel. And first topic when we get back. Yeah, that way.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey, young Metro, I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Hey!
Raindrop,
drop top,
smoking, no cooking, the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch
is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Crap.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Crap. All set.
Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a coupe.
Cool.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Roof.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the frog. Woo.
Skrr.
I tell that bitch to come comfort me.
Comfort me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we do the most.
Most.
Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Ooh.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding a fire with no holster.
Bah.
Rid the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Court side with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just now. No smash
that.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race.
Shmack.
I let them birds take a bath bag.
Hey.
Raindrop,
trip.
Drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch
bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Crap.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dope.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Crap.
Pour four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid Cudi, introduce me to your bitch as wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, buddy. Now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Booby. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they bustin' for Instagram, get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
That way.
I used to trap by the subway.
Trap.
Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Rah.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get it dope, Macy.
Hey.
17, 5, same color t-shirt,
white.
Mama told me, not to sell word.
Mama,
17, 5, same color t-shirt.
Yeah.
Young nigga poppin' with a pocket full of cottage. Whoa, chemo, stab it, chopper, aim it, enter, knock it. Had to call the addict, then the top, I had to chop it. Niggas pocket watching, so I gotta keep the rocket. Neck, water, faucet, water, mocking, birds, mocking. At pint, stocking. Next, keep biting. Neck, wrist on hockey, hockey, wrist on rocky, rocky. Lot of niggas copy, huh? Name someone can stop me, no one. Bitches call me Poppy, bitch. Sachi, it's my hobby. Sachi, got it on a mallet, pocket rocket from a wallet. One off in the chamber, ain't no need for me to cock it. Niggas get the dropping when that Draco get the popping. All I want is cottage, roll up cigar full of broccoli. Cookie, no check, one off cash, nigga. I don't do deposits. Bitches cross the border, nigga. Bitches from the tropics. I'ma get that bag, nigga. Ain't no doubt about it, yeah. I'ma feed my family, nigga. Ain't no way around it. Family, ain't gon' never let up, nigga. Got said, show my talent, show. Young nigga with the ammo, working with the hammer.
Young Savage, why you trapping so hard? Why these niggas capping so hard? Why you got a 12 car garage? Why you pulling out these rappers' cars? Off into some heart. I grew up in the streets without no heart. I'm praying to my Glock and my car. I sit back and read like head in the head. 21 Savage, the cat with the mat. 21 Savage, not boys in the hood, but I pull up on you, shoot your ass in the back. Stew a little hurt, you niggas some racks. Pocket full of cheese, bitch, I got racks. I'm a real street nigga, bitch. I am not one of these niggas banging on wax. Pussy niggas love sneak this until I pull up on them, slap them out with the fire. Wet your mama house, wet your grandma house, keep shooting it till somebody die. So many shots, the neighbor looked at the calendar, thought it was 4th of July. You was with your friends playing Nintendo, I was playing around with that fire. 7th grade, I got caught with a pistol, sent me to Pantherville. 8th grade, started playing football, then I was like, fuck the field. 9th grade, I was knocking niggas out, nigga like Holyfield. Fast forward, nigga 2016, and I'm screaming, fuck a deal. Bad bitch with me, she's so thick, I don't even need a pill. I listened to your raps, thought you was hard, you ain't even street for real. Niggas love sneak dissing on Twitter, they don't wanna be for real. And all these niggas play like they tough, till a nigga get killed, till a nigga get spilled, till your blood get spilled. I'ma at your favorite rapper, shoot him like a John Deere. I've been with you since day one, Savage, I ain't even hate. So what's up with all that Instagram shit? Savage, I was just playing. Y'all pussy nigga faking. Bitch, I hang around them Haitians. Pull up on your tie your kids up, pistol whip you while your bitch naked. Come on, man, Savage, you know I always play your bitch, take
yeah. I got more keys than Alicia. These niggas be talking police. I took your hoe, then released her. I used to trap out a Regal. 200,000 on my wrist. I thought it all was a fantasy. 200,000 on my wrist. Lord, I hope it don't vanish. 200,000 on my wrist. I told my mama don't panic. 200,000 on my wrist. I bought a heat with a dragon. 200,000 on my wrist. Who thought I would be living life like this? 200,000 on my wrist. You probably thought I couldn't buy this shit. Wrist drowning in the water. Trapping early, Tom Joyner. Beat the pop, George Foreman. J's go nuts, A corner. Look at me now, I'm soaring. Look at me. Look at the lean, I'm pouring. Come get your hoe, she annoying. We toss her up like a coin. 24 hours, geeking on the tower. Shooting at you cowards, cut my wrist 200,000. If a nigga try to take it, I swear to God he ain't gonna make it. No, back to the band of the basics. Seeing green numbers, the matrix. Look at that boy with the ice on. Catching plays, Jerry Rice on him. I know niggas that'll get you, nigga, if a nigga put the right price on. Remember the days on the no side. Hit for a rack on a dice on. Now I take the mic and stand on the stage. Pipe on. And if you're looking at me wrong, I got some niggas that's right on them. All of these flawless stones, I bet your hoe gon' bite on them. Smoking the gag, get rid of the pain. You might think that I got glaucoma. Niggas thinking that I'm serving the J's, cause I'm walking with these rocks on me. I got more keys than Alicia. These niggas be talking police. 12. I took your hoe, then released her. I used to trap out a Regal. 200,000 on my wrist. 100. I thought it all was a fantasy. 200,000 on my wrist. 200. Lord, I hope it don't vanish. 200,000 on my wrist. 200. I told my mama don't panic. 200,000 on my wrist. 200. I bought a heat with a dragon. 200,000 on my wrist. 200. Who thought I would be living life like this? 200,000 on my wrist. 200. You probably thought I couldn't buy this shit.
White diamonds on my neck. Yeah. White diamonds. On my fist, I just got a white bitch, and she whipping out the brick. And I try my car, yeah, it got that motion. I do not want that little bitch, that bitch is really not on my deep throat. Ayy, told that bitch, eat up my oldest. Ayy, yeah, she said that thing like both. Yeah, I just be
pigeon around like a floater. Yeah. Yeah, it do not matter. Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter. She call me daddy. Smoking that gas, got all designer. She on a powder. Nowadays, I am on my head, I got sadder. Money got longer, speaker got louder, car got faster. Turn to a savage, pocket got fatter. She call me daddy. Smoking that gas, got all
designer. So there was once a point in time where I love being in relationships, but I never really embraced it. So now I see this resurgence of love. And maybe it's not a resurgence, maybe it's just me accepting it finally. But like, I feel like it's cool to be in love now. It's cool to have a relationship and share that bond you have with someone. But it wasn't always like this for me. But for Aston, my brother Doc, this nigga Doc, he a love guy. He just don't know it yet. He gonna find the one. He gonna settle down. He gonna have a bunch of children.
Oh, of course not. They have a lot of them things. Oh, no.
Oh, of course not.
I could probably have two, though. That's ideal for me. And probably most families.
The American dream.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like most families got like two or three kids. Yeah.
But it starts somewhere. And I feel like right now... Wait, where's we at? We said that prayer. Oh, we was at the diner. Not a diner, the house, cafe joint. What did I say? I said something real crazy. Oh, I said Allah. But nah, I'm not, definitely not Muslim. Word to my guy, Jesus. But, nah.
That's the big bro right there.
I mean, he came down in human form, so he definitely was a guy.
That's the big bro.
But speaking of Jesus and love, relationships, I feel like now it's important. Like, it's always been important to be in love and embrace the person that you're with. But like, being a black man in this day and age, I think the paradigm has shifted from like, it's cool to have a bunch of hoes, and now it's like, embrace your queen type of thing. And I'm fully into that whole like, embracing my queen. Like, everywhere I go, I need everybody to know that I meet. Like, yo, I got a beautiful lady by my side, and I'm like, I'm completely okay with that. Like I was saying off mic, like I used to never pull the girlfriend card, meaning like I would never say I had a girlfriend. If I met somebody, like it would never come up in conversation. And when I was in college, this nigga Osiris, like it don't matter where we went, bro, listen, like I had a girlfriend like when I first started college, but like I was just bugging. Like it was like I was just doing whatever I wanted to do. But this nigga Osiris, it was so odd to me that he just kept pulling the girlfriend card. He would just say all the time, like, yeah, I got a girlfriend, I can't do that. I got a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to do this to my relationship, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yo, this nigga really faithful. And it was so odd to me that I really couldn't fathom it. But now.
Was he the pioneer? Like, did he start the revolution?
I don't know. I think it was just, well, not. Nah, I can't, that's my man, so I can't dry snitch, but nah. Nah, he definitely didn't, like, it was just weird to me to, like, and it has no correlation with now. It's just the fact that, like, back then I couldn't understand it, but now I have a complete understanding of it. Like, once you find someone that you feel like is really worth your time and being honest and being completely transparent, like, it's all worth it. But, like I said, there was a point in time where I wasn't. I feel like for you, like you always been like the honest guy. You straight by the book.
Always, bro. Real, my man Paul, Jesus' guidelines.
Word. So let me ask you this. Like, when it comes to your relationship, like, you embrace it fully. I know that. But can you explain, like, the importance of embracing your relationship? As far as, like... like just being honest about it, talking, like bringing your girlfriend out, posting her.
I'm glad that you asked. Okay, so the way I see it is in a relationship, not even just like a what is it called? Like when two people are in like girlfriend boyfriend relationship, what is that called?
What you mean?
Like, platonic is when you're just friends.
Yeah, yeah, platonic. I guess intimate or
sexy. Yeah, okay.
Intimate.
I call it sexy. When you're in a sexy relationship, right?
Sensual.
Word. When you're in a sexy relationship, a lot of people forget that the person that they're with is more than just their partner, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you're with somebody and you see them every day and everything, they become your friends, right? So right. Even when you're in a relationship with a girl, you see her all the time, or a guy, not in a gay stuff, but anyway, you start, look good. you see them as your partner, but you also see them as a best friend.
Pause.
You see them as a partner, but also as a best friend. And when you're in that type of relationship, you have to treat it that way. And a lot of people don't have that information, so they only see it as, oh, we in a little sexy drone, we just gonna smash and we're gonna be partners, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, word.
So when you're in that type of relationship or any relationship, a lot of it has to do with being open with each other, right?
Being transparent.
If we say, me and you, right, me and Tom, we're like friends, right? Say we have a problem and I don't say anything about the problem to you and I just chill and I just let it simmer and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have a lot of feelings that I have against you that you don't know anything about and I don't know anything about, right? And then when we have a problem, all them feelings are going to come back up and I'm going to start saying stuff. You're going to be like, where is that all coming from, right? Yeah. So it's super important to cross your T's and dot all your I's when you're in that type of relationship, because if you don't, it's unhealthy. And when a relationship's unhealthy, it doesn't last as long as people think that it's going to last. People think, oh, I'm in a relationship, so it's going to last, just on the basis that this is a relationship.
You got to work at it. Definitely got to work at it. I like that you said that, because like, I think the biggest downfall in relationships is lack of communication and lack of transparency.
Absolutely.
And like, the one thing me and my lady always talk about, well, first of all, we talk about everything, but our main thing is like, we got to communicate every feeling that we have, whether you want to hear it or not. Like, if you feel some type of way about anything, you got to be honest, because don't let it linger, because then it's going to literally eat you up inside, and it could be anything could trigger it, and then now your relationship is on the downfall. Like, we made this promise to never go to bed upset at each other, but it don't matter how long we gotta stay up, if we gotta talk about it, we gonna talk about it, because there's no reason to wake up in the morning with that energy like starting our day, you know what I'm saying? So I feel you on that. Like, it's, you gotta work at relationships. It's not just gonna last on the strength of relationship.
Bro, I'm glad you brought up communication,
because
I am not good at that.
Bro, me neither. I wasn't.
So I am so quick, like, someone's like we're having a conversation and I just don't like what you're talking about, I will not answer.
Yeah,
you can like keep hitting me.
Still that way.
And I'm gonna just look at my phone and go back to just doing what I wanna
do. It's funny, like, because like when you get into that type of stuff, the normal like nigga reaction is like,
that's what I'm saying. Like I don't owe nobody no type of response. Like, I'm cool off any type of answer. Like,
all the time, it's something stupid. It's like, don't talk to me, like, I don't wanna talk to you. But the mature thing to do and the difficult thing to do is talk things out.
Exactly.
So it's like, look, we gotta talk this out, and once we solve it, we're cool.
Exactly.
But a lot of people be like, oh, you may be mad, right? Like, your girl makes you mad. It's like, yeah, don't talk to me, right? And you don't talk to her, but you're not talking to her because you're angry at her, but you really do want to be talking to her, and you want her to try to talk to you.
Bro,
but
think about it.
Stubborn, like, yo.
But like, do you think it's like the person you're with? Like, does the person you're with like strengthen your communication skills?
Bro, I'm about to get into that. Bro, think about me. My lady she's older than me, so I can't pull the young boy. Oh, I'm mad, I don't want to talk. You feel me? Because off rip is like,
right,
bro.
She's older than you. She can just dub you really
like
quick.
I felt like I was, I felt like I was an adult until like I decided that I want to be in a relationship with a real adult who's been in the game for a nice little minute. So it's like everything I do, I feel like I got to come correct. So absolutely, my communication skills have gone through the roof because of the circumstance. And I don't feel like I'm forced. That's the thing. Like, I feel like I'm willing to go above and beyond to articulate anything I feel to her, and vice versa. So, like, it's just a matter of working at it. But if you with somebody who don't communicate, then like that relationship's gonna be mad weird.
It's not
for real, because I'm the boy who don't communicate. I will really not answer.
But I was that person. Like, if I ain't want to talk about it, all right, cool. I'm passive aggressive by nature.
Like, you have to have everything on the table, you have to solve everything. When there's a problem, you fix that problem, you get it done with, and then it's out the window. Because if you don't, it's going to be there forever.
This is completely off topic, but is Leanne Christian?
No, not exactly. She doesn't really have a
denomination.
She doesn't really claim anything.
Word.
But
spiritual, though?
Yeah.
So she acknowledges
we're all inherently spiritual if you want to get there. But, like, another thing that's a completely off topic again is that, like, I'm definitely a Christian.
Word.
But when it comes to titles, I feel like a lot of people will judge you based on what you claim. And a lot of people, you can push a lot of people away by claiming a certain thing.
Word. Especially in this day and age that everybody's so sensitive about anything. I feel you. Well, so let me rephrase that question. Is she spiritual, and like, does she acknowledge the fact that there is a higher being or higher power?
I just want to hold me upstairs.
Only because I'm just firm in the fact that, like, I can't be with somebody who doesn't acknowledge, like, Christ. You feel me?
For real, dude, that's what
I mean. I just can't, like, because I hate to be, like, super religious, but at the same time.
It's the same, because, like, when you die, if you don't know the Lord, like I said last time. We're going to hit the two-toe Millie Broccoli, and it's over. Like, how can I care for you, like, on earth if you're not going to be with me in heaven?
That's what I'm saying. And, like, I feel like I said, I don't want to get overly religious or spiritual, but, like, that whole scripture about being unevenly yoked, yo, that's so real. It's so real because, like, that energy is just there, and it's so toxic. Well, that's why I'm grateful for the fact that I'm with somebody who acknowledges that, and, like, we can have that conversation. It's based on, like, transparency, honesty, and just wanting to see the best in one another. That's another thing. Some people only be with people just to like have a trophy or, like, post a picture on Instagram.
Right.
Or, speaking of which, is it important?
Some people get in relationships just for that reason.
I think that is so corny. Like, you dating Jimmy John Thornton so he can put you on the gram. You're an idiot.
Who is Jimmy John Thornton?
A little white country dude that lives in, like, Millville, and he has three pet horses or something.
What? Is this a real person?
Nah, I just mean it sounds like a real scenario.
Yeah, that was a whole biography. But nah, like, a lot of people do just, especially in this day and age with social media being such a big platform, like, people will go out and find someone that the Instagram society, mind you, like, there's 8 billion people in the world, bro. Like, there's only, like, maybe, let's just say 10 million people that have social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter. Like, it's not that deep to the point where, I'm just giving, like, a round number, but it's not that deep where, like, you only basing what you do in life on what those, if you got 50,000 followers, half those people don't really care about you. So you basing your whole life on what a couple thousand people actually think. So, like, they'll go out and they'll go find someone that makes sense for them to look like they should be with, like, because whether it's based on style or
yeah, that's,
anything,
that's really
that's so weird to me.
And that's just so wack.
And there's no
like
connection.
You gotta be with somebody, like, based off, like, how you feel about them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to be with the John because she's fly. Like, I mean, that's a perk. Like, if she's fly and her personality's trash,
true.
Kid, that is, it's a dub. Like, you can be as fly as you want. If your personality like a wet sock, it's over. Like, if we ain't got nothing to talk about, dead.
Does anybody like wet socks?
No.
Like, that's such a great metaphor. Like,
if you got flip flops on step in the puddle, it's over. Your day is instantly ruined.
That's true.
Exactly.
Nah, that's a
so
fact,
would you date somebody that foul?
With wet socks?
No.
But you know what bugs me? Like, and me and my lady had this conversation. Like, she feels like she's not the type of person that she would see me with because, like, I'm super Afrocentric and, like, whatever the case may be. Like, but when it come down to it, like, I don't necessarily need that. Like, I don't need somebody who's in the same field as me, doing the same exact thing as me. Like, I'm looking for a life partner. At this point in my life, that's why I asked you before, like, do you see yourself marrying your girlfriend? Because, like, it's not just about, like, all right, we're going to be together until we, like, when we were 17, thinking, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be together until we go to college, and we go to college and see if it works out.
For real.
At this point, like, I'm way past that. So it's just a matter of, like, being with somebody who I really want to be with long term. It's not about the image. It's not about Instagram. It's definitely not about Twitter.
I can't wait to go to the wedding.
It's about being with somebody that at the end of the day, like, when I'm not on my phone, I'm not paying attention to Instagram or being an artist or this show or anything like that, just having somebody that I really care about with me and, like, having conversations or not having conversations, but we just laying there with each other. That's it.
Like, I think to close this out, bro, I got the best thing to say. Like, something that my dad tells me all the time.
What?
So, like, the way my dad explained it to me, he was like, be with someone who can help you carry the workload. So like, let's say both you guys are like well off, you know, and then like you somehow like get sick and you can't do your part, and like the house now relies on your significant other.
Right.
You need somebody who can carry your load and theirs.
True.
So like, if you're carrying the entire load and the other person's doing absolutely nothing,
God bless you.
When you're down, everybody's down, because they don't know what they're about to do to support you.
That's
so like, you got to be with somebody who can support you in like what you have.
Yo, I know you said we got closing on that, John, but
now
we gotta talk about that. Only because like it's another aspect to relationships. Like people be in these empty relationships where nobody's doing anything. Like you don't have anything going for you. Like at this point in life, yo.
How important do you think it is to grow in a relationship?
It's very important.
Nigga, it's important to grow, period.
But
whether you in a relationship,
how do you see relationships growing though?
What you mean?
What do you see like I'm not talking about the purpose of a relationship. Say,
I just feel like as you grow, your relationship should grow. You're gonna grow as a person.
Like the trust grows, like your connection grows, your communication grows, everything like you put like at you're just investing into that person, you know.
You
like,
are like how
remember when Tom was talking about the flowers? Remember when Tom was talking about the flowers? Like you gotta water the plant, like you gotta take care of it. It's the same thing, like you have to take care of the relationship if you want it to grow. Because everybody wants something for the final output to be great.
Yeah.
So you really have to put in the effort to make it great.
Yeah, it's more so about the journey rather than the end result.
Right.
Everything you put into is going to pay off if you do the work.
It's true. It's like when you were talking about the pictures thing, like people getting really good pictures. Mm-hmm. Like that's how people could be eating it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like people that post pictures of their food before they eat it, they're more focused on picture, like the aesthetic of it rather than
I feel attacked, bro.
That's chilling, because that's like aesthetic wise, right?
Yeah,
but like people who do it all the time, they're not really focused on eating. Like me, I'm so focused on eating my food, I never have to take, like I don't ever take pictures of it.
Right, I take a picture of it and
right?
plate.
For the record, I only get that because of Flow Inside.
Wait, but look, so like when I first got in my relationship, we would take pictures every day. We would take pictures up every day.
Yeah.
And now I'm so focused on a relationship, we don't put up anything. And she texted me the other day, like, oh, we got to put more pictures up. I'm like, that's facts.
Word, I feel you.
When y'all put pictures up, bro, I like them.
Yeah, yo, y'all pictures be like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Liam be like,
cool.
My man looks so good. They be like, for real. Like,
word.
That's a fly ball. That's
I
a fly ball,
that.
For real.
I appreciate the dynamic of your relationship, because it's different. It's very unique, but it's true to y'all. And because I know both of y'all, like, it just makes complete sense.
Like, it's low-key weird, because, like, sometimes I wake up, and, like, you know how Twitter got the joint, like, if it gets too many notifications, like, it pop up first?
Yeah.
I just be seeing Aston on there. I'm like, yo, it's 7 a.m., and I'm looking at this boy who's sleep till 2 p.m.
Word. But, at this point, I'm happy that I found somebody that I really care about, and, like, is really important to me, and like, enhances my growth as a person. That's all I could ever ask for.
I'm happy for both of y'all. I'm definitely happy for both of y'all. And I like the relationships that y'all in.
Word, man. Because,
like, they're definitely making y'all turn into, like, better versions of y'allself. Because, like, when I first met y'all, y'all was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all was cool. I like y'all. But, like, with
hold
the people
up.
That you guys
hold
with,
up.
Like, you
hold
guys
up.
Are.
This nigga Wes just told me he ain't like me like 10 minutes ago.
Nigga
said, yeah, back in the day I used to hate you. All
right, hate, strong word. Well, Fonda.
Hate, strong word.
Fonda, not really. That's my man, 100 grand now, though.
That's the importance of growth, man.
Exactly. Because if I didn't grow, me and Tom would have to rumble every time I see
him. And I don't rumble.
And I don't rumble either.
I definitely don't rumble. I don't even argue.
Right.
I told my lady that. She was like, what? I was like, listen, babe, I don't argue. So
that's the first thing I told Liam. Opposite. I said, listen, I argue.
Right. I shouldn't argue with a preacher. He one of them bulls.
Brown skin girl on the other side of the room. Brown-skinned girl staring with the brown eyes. Ooh, baby, don't you know you're a cutie pie? little honey with a polka dot dress on. Who believed, lady whose name I don't know. Let me tell you, darling, ooh, 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 ooh. Skin girl with the white pearls round her neck. Brown skin girl, let me hold you close under the white moon. Cause baby, I'm ready, and you know that I'm waiting on you. Princess, little honey with the polka dot dress on. Ruby lip lady whose name I don't know. Let me tell you, darling.
Chill, chill, chill.
morning you woke up and you left me. You left me with just your scent. Throughout nightfall, we were that connected. I couldn't shed your aura, nor did I try to. Baby, I was bound by your essence. It was like you were following me for the rest of that day. And I was perfectly fine with that. See, I knew I was covered. It reminded me of that euphoric sensation you give me. You know the one I get when you look me in my eyes the way you do without even saying a word. Just that little side smile that barely shows your teeth. But sir, is the strongest statement of them all. I feel a sense of surrealism. Cause when you break it down, who would've thought we'd be here together, embracing each other the way we do? Seems like to me it was meant to be.
Myself in a first kiss. I found love. We held hands through the apple trees. I knew right then I was sold and born. I found love. We sang songs through the subways. Deeper I go, yet quicker to fall. I found love, but it's home sweet home now. Mute conversation, more time alone.
Here at Flowinside, we understand the importance of representation. So we're looking for a female co-host to fill our newly acquired fourth spot. So
wording, baby.
Hey, you feel me? Vocabulary is my specialty. By the way, I just picked up English class at my job, so I'm teaching like part of the English course.
Yo, bro, I'm looking at myself on the live, bro. My hairline kind of sharp. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hold up, I'm drawn.
I got
back
the headband on, cause you know what I'm saying.
Back to
I'm drawn.
Hold up.
My boy, my hand cut me up. But no, so in the next couple, after this show drops or after this show airs, we're gonna put out some information about how any interested young woman wants to get into the Flowinside podcast radio show. We're gonna have some type of submission or anything that we come up with for you guys to show interest in. So be on the lookout for that. And I think Wes, is now your turn to
Okay, yeah, so I just been thinking, like, so the best way for everyone to be, like, you know, found out about is through support. And to get support, you have to give support. So I'm trying to, you feel me, get all, like, the local musicians, like, not just rappers, but, like, you feel me, I need some of the little soulful singers on there.
Ooh, yeah.
Exactly. Something like that. And
ooh.
Yeah, I need something like that. And, like, I'm probably gonna take like 7 to 10 artists a week, and like mix it together, have like a little competition to see who gets like the most views from the fans, and whoever wins gets to interview with us.
Word. Because at this point, we just trying to make sure that everyone that supports us feels the reciprocity. You know, we want to support you guys out there doing things. And even moving forward, maybe we'll look into doing some stuff with visual artists. If you cook, maybe, you know what I'm saying, you can host the first Flowin' Side dinner.
For real, if you cook, I eat. I'm with it.
That's a good one.
I'm with cook, it.
I eat. You swinging the clam, hit me. This nigga is full of one-liners.
Teaming up the clam slang.
He did make that up, but I revolutionized it.
Hey, nigga, put it. That's on, true. He put it on the airwaves.
MJ.
We back.
Shout out to Chance. Yo, this nigga Chance is not that much older than us.
Nah, I think Complex just put him as like the rapper of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Some people was mad, but I agree. Chance is. Chance.
All, he's
Coloring Book was live. Coloring Book was so live.
And he didn't sell it.
Right. Coloring Book was so live. And like the merch that came with it too,
my lady
was hot too.
Me. I just saw that shit. But I don't know how to really dive into this topic. It's kind of touchy because, you know, this day and age, people are just so sensitive.
Wow, definitely America.
Some of y'all copycats. I'm not gonna be as, you feel me, as censored as the boy Samat would be. Some of y'all copy, man.
Can I clarify what we mean by that?
Of course.
Yeah, y'all niggas copycats. It was right. But copycat in the way that, like, a lot of times people, all right, prime example, I'm a photographer. I have been for like the past 5 years now. But like, there's a resurgence of everybody wanting to be a photographer, everybody wanting to be an artist, which is fine. Because I'm pretty sure when like Nas and Jay and people like that was rapping, it was a nigga on New York, every New York street corner trying to be the same thing. But like, right. Some niggas got breakthrough, some niggas got fall back. However, at this point in time, the culture seems like it's oversaturated. I hate to say culture because Migos just dropped the album, but
and that joint was so live. Shut up.
But like the whole atmosphere of being an artist seems like it's just oversaturated. Like, there's a bunch of rappers who sound like
P&B Rock,
like this person. And there's a bunch of singers who kind of have this same sound, and then there's photographers who got drones naked in the woods or sitting in dirty lakes and type of thing.
Ladies, please do not let no photographer have you butt naked on the ground. That will ruin you. Please do not let that happen.
Especially when it's like 30 degrees outside.
So I'm saying, like, that is not art. That is just you being dumb and him seeing free titties.
Word. Don't free, be that person.
Free live titties.
Free live titties.
Word. You should definitely understand your worth as, especially like if you're a model or you're looking to get into modeling, like don't compromise your goal for like a cheap photo shoot or like, just don't do it. Like,
being naked doesn't lead to stardom.
Because that's your Beyonce.
Exactly.
It's like she was already famous.
Yeah, right. And she didn't even do it first.
But nah, like, and we say this to say, like, we already understand there's nothing new. There's nothing original anymore. Like, prime example, people had podcasts before we had podcasts. People had locks before I had locks. People was doing things before we was doing it. But like, it just kind of feels like,
I think we just need to like do things. Cause like, we're not gonna be like the first person to do something. Like,
never.
Like it's so late in like the podcast game to where everything you could possibly think of probably already been done.
It's a new podcast every day.
As I'm saying, it's like it's probably already been done. You just have to pick something that like you're passionate about, like one thing, and just make it great. So like, say you have one thing and like you can bank on it to get people to tune in. Like if they can look for it, like Charlemagne, people tune in to hear this idiot draw on people, bro.
Because
that's what he does.
He's very smart.
He's very smart, but bro, he be drawing on people. Remember he made Lil Mama cry on there?
He didn't make her cry. That was Angela Yee. She made her.
Angela Yee definitely be drawing too. She tried to violate Gucci like he ain't smacked on it. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Wow.
Gucci hit her with the ill face.
Yeah, he definitely did.
That's what I'm saying. He looked so confused.
That was a meme fall of like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas thought that joint was gonna last, but it didn't.
Not with the new Gucci. Old Gucci. It could have lasted.
Now, what you think we could do to, like, to stand out in this oversaturated climate of, like, this?
I think we're already doing it. I just think we have to be more consistent. Consistency is almost everything.
Facts.
Almost. I heard it takes 21 days to make or break a habit.
I heard it takes you have to do something 18 times to create it.
Sounds about right.
I never heard anything like that in my life until just now. Thank you for the new knowledge.
Yeah, 3 weeks, bro. If you could do something for 3 weeks, you could probably break a habit, but I mean, it's going to be hard.
I think in order for us to, like, really, like, step out and, like, show niggas that, like, we really got something, like, good and not just seem like we another, that's another tally mark on the chalkboard. Like, oh, another podcast. We call this one Flow Inside.
Up, talking about the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Got the same music.
I think, nah, definitely don't got the same music.
Definitely not. The niggas have never heard the joint I had the first time.
Nah, definitely not. Maybe, nah, not at all.
Maybe, nah.
Maybe, like, a couple, like big SoundCloud joints that, like, people would be in heavy rotation, but, like, nah. Niggas' ears is different. Like, we listen to different music. But I think, what I was going to say is, I think we should stay true to ourselves. Like, what we have been doing so far, definitely be more consistent. The fact that we got so many people, we got so many things in mind, like, it's about to be, yo, listen, March about to be crazy. It might be 22.
Hey, welcome to the game, bro.
Two times.
Real, welcome to the game.
Hey, give me some.
Yeah.
Listen, but nah, like, I think moving forward, like, what we have planned on just a strictly business and brand perspective, like, I think the show that we have right now is, like, We don't gotta necessarily do too much. We can just do this and it'll be what it is. But, like, building a brand and building a business, nigga's not ready. And, like,
it's about to get too sexy.
Nah, we about to really show our tails on this channel.
Wow.
So,
like, what?
To everybody who's a creative, everybody who's a thinker, a curator, an artist of any sort.
My name's Matt.
Shout out to Leanne.
Hey, Leanne, we were just talking. Gang, right, look at him. He got the little
that was
red
mad.
Jacket
that
on.
That was mad long ago when she said
right,
that.
My man.
We're also, because we're talking about it now, every time we do a recording, we're going to be on Instagram Live. So, you know what I'm saying, check us out. See what we're doing while we're recording. Because, you know, we got Chick-fil-A on the table, mad water. I got a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying? It's a real lax vibe here in Florence. And also pay attention to the background in the next couple weeks, because it may not be the same. You know, we might be moving on to bigger things like the Jeffersons. But like I said, in the meantime, all the artists and creators, the thinkers, the motivators, the speakers, the shakers, and the movers, keep doing what you're doing.
Stay positive.
Yeah, stay positive. Never get discouraged.
Because it's definitely not going to happen overnight.
Most definitely.
Like, if you think you're going to drop one song and blow up and be rich and famous to the next day, you're in for a rude awakening.
And to all my fellow photographers out there, don't settle for just taking pictures of naked women. It's not. There's no content. There's no story there. It's just, it's not. You could do a lot more. So we gonna drop this last mix curated by the man Doc himself. I think this is the local artist joint. I'm gonna let you tee this joint up. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, bro. You feel me? Just for all the local artists out there that's, just doing their thing. And the fact that you're on the show means that your music's good. Because if it was weak, man, I would have got you and told you this song was weak.
Yeah, that way.
Right. So, I mean, you can tune in next week to hear some more songs. But for this show, we're out of here.
Peace.
Mwah.
Yo.
Yo, this really might be our
I got you, if you got me, niggas know to stay low-key and get that cheese. It's GS, homies.
Oh, man.
It's GS, mom.
Oh,
I tell my homies I got you, if you got me, niggas know to stay low-key and get that cheese. Ayo, GS got heat. If you rap and you come around GS, don't claim no beats. You know he a freak, you know he gon' snap. You know that nigga playing for keeps. Ayo, GS got heat. If you rap and you come around GS, don't
on playing no beat. You know we a freak, you know we gon' snap. You know that nigga playing for keeps. Your beat just a snack, you know he tryin' find ways to eat. And it's like that, get what you need now, cause I ain't coming right back. Huh? Huh? And it's like that, get what you need now, cause I ain't coming right back. Huh? Yo, stack it up, it's collateral for more material. Back it up, say it again, GS, cause they ain't hearing you. Stack it up, it's collateral for more material. Get rid of them smart, stupid, scary fools. Stay down and you'll be where you plan to be in 5 in like a year or two. And every night you let us see the light, it's just a miracle. So to my people, thank God, cause he put GS here for you. If they ain't trying to help, they in the way, my nigga, that's the truth. The fake gon' get exposed, just pay attention to the clues. The real gon' stay the same, never fold, win or lose. The real gon' stay the same, never fold. Win or lose. My mama got me out the birds, but bitch, I'm from the struggle, bro.
Life, that's what shit got,
bro.
My mama kept me fly, but she just
couldn't play the drill. Shit was fucked up. It ain't always what it looked like. 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 So when you see me on the streets, homie, keep it G. I ain't changing up, I'm who I am up on these beats. I ain't got no rollie or no belly truck like me. But I'm on my way, ain't been asleep for like a week. Boy, while you was in the gym, I was in detention. Gotta put that shit and went straight to my grandma's kitchen. Put that digi scale up on the counter and got busy. Hit all of the numbers in my chat, told him get with me. It's GS, ma, and I ain't got time, cause I'm on my grind. If you hit my line, you gon' get the answer. Especially when you serve a nigga low-key grindin'. They don't really want you riding. When you serving that, damn, would you find this? You know I ain't fucking with it if it ain't the finest.
Live from the dead, feeling stuck in the head. I used to have a mongoose with a couple of pegs, dashboard in the whip, seen a couple of legs. I be up trying to get it while you stuck in the bed. 6'7", played the post, but I moved like a point. Bent up, bent broke, bent through it with the hoes. Model thin, slim waist, head down to her toes. She probably been in vogue, she really shitting on most. I've been blowing all this gas, thinking how I used to fuck with you. Remember that abortion, I done fell out of touch with you. You would've been a mother too, and I ain't shit. I'm number one, not number two. Fighter in a lover too, in spite of what it was with you. And I ain't lying when I say I'm in my bag. I've been really in my duffel. Every demon wanna scuffle. My stomach been empty, I don't even need Fendi. I need them all Benjis. Fridge full of food with a brand new Bentley. Own a few homes, get a chrome, don't tip me. I know heaven sent me, the devil tryna get me. Bumping this old 50, crack the window for some ventilation. Late night talks over backwards, that's inspiration. Wake up, thank God for all my blessings, trials, tribulations. Fell in love with a process that delivered patience. Heart throbbing, my mind racing. Warrant in the mail, got my only judge, face it. No time for time wasting, you could die faking or live a long life, I'm just here to ask questions. I fuck with the facts, emotions are destructive. Logic over assumptions, get to know yourself. Same rights, same wrongs. Money, hoes, clothes, God in the same song. If it ain't we, then you know it ain't me. Pussy and religion, all a nigga really fake need. Either you with me or you hate me. Plenty nights, I done heard them shots. I was drinking, I was driving, you know that I swerved them blocks. I remember rolling around, getting hella weeded. Motherfuck those cops that left a nigga wrist bleeding. Coke on her gums, leave her numb like she teething. I do it for the love, they just do it for a season. Do it for the culture, up late tweaking. I got no time to sleeping, plotting, I've been scheming. I've been moving like a demon, may the Lord be my eyes. Cause these snakes in the grass, on the curb, in the sky. They been begging me for mercy, Lord, should I let them slide? Should I let them slide? Cause I'm tired, you my piece of the pie. I'm ready for war, and she just called, and she ready for sure. For as long as she take, we gon' be late for awards. We ain't going on no date, so at least we never make it. She grabbed a couple glasses, pour wine like a Jamaican, slow wine while she naked. My life has been a film, we just need someone to tape it. My life has been a film, we just need someone to tape it. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm probably nice as fuck. I'm probably twice as dumb. Psych, smart as fuck. Let's start this up. I'm pulled in so many directions, my shirt stretched. I'm an iguana in the bird's nest. I was listening to classics and the needle skip. I do most things cause I enjoy the leadership. My love for information reached a fever pitch. Anyone who ain't my family can go eat a dick. I'm dealing with hate, find the source of it. I've been bending over backwards like a contortionist. Some people won't show up unless you bring some drugs. Some people won't have faith until kingdom comes. Until kingdom comes. Yep, I have my check transferred. Get the sledgehammer.
that was my next answer. I turned a sex kitten to a sex panther. I'm Malcolm X with less manners. I don't like my apple cider hot. Or ever having writer's block. Or ever watching spiders crawl. Or when my actions require thought. I won't be satisfied unless you're mine. Please stay seated while the cabin's pressurized. I won't wear it unless the texture's right. Don't let negativity affect your life. We gon' get this train rolling soon. Even if I don't quite fit like bowling shoes. I don't get sick cause I've grown immune. I don't pay attention to what it don't include. And you don't wanna dance with the devil cause the devil don't two-step. And you don't wanna dance with the devil cause the devil don't do that. And you don't wanna dance with the devil cause the devil don't two-step. And you don't wanna dance with the devil cause the devil won't do that. Certain risks, like third world countries and journalists. Whether you're autistic or on the spectrum, the constant hatred does not affect them. Trying to tamper with the evidence could blow cases. Snap out of it like a broke bracelet. They don't worry about who else is hurting. Ain't getting help without no health insurance. And you don't wanna dance with the devil cause the devil don't two-step. And you don't wanna dance with the devil cause the devil don't do that.
Out the mic, I go out like I'm Kobe. All you white rappers get left like Ginobili. I'm hotter than Curry, so you cannot hold me. Please find me some comp at the top, it's so lonely. At the top, it's so lonely. Please find me some comp at the top, it's so lonely. At the top, it's so lonely. Please find me some comp at the top, it's so lonely. If I drop the mic, I go out like I'm Kobe. All you white rappers get left like Ginobili. I'm hotter than Curry, so you cannot hold me. Please find me some comp at the top, it's so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely.
I sleep on cool, take showers and saliva. You cuff that girl, she ain't even made my roster. I hit that once, then I pass it to my partner. She'll never call my phone, so say the drama for a mama. When you know that you the best, why they want you acting modest? Rapping is a sport, I'm trying to slant and dunk commas. I'm Levine and LeBron, mix the bars that sound clever and the flow sound timeless. I'm flexing, no I'm bombing. I put the timer, descending, I'm Osama when I'm rhyming. Chasing all this change and I'm looking like Obama, yeah. Now these folks wanna pop off, my straight right crazy. Fuck around and knock your block off. You will never catch up, I'm hot dog. Moving like a roller, but you'll never take my spot, dog. But you'll never take my spot, dog.
If I drop the mic, I go wide like I'm cool. All you white rappers get left like Ginobili. I'm hotter than Curry, so you cannot hold me. Please find me some time, but the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely.
If I drop the mic, I go out like I'm Kobe. All you wet rappers get left like Ginobili. I'm hotter than Curry, so you cannot hold me. Please find me some comp at the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely.
Magic's what I am, magic's what I am. When that nigga start rapping, I'm like magic in the pain. No, like Shaq up in his prime, cause it's dominating time. Got my fans all hooked, heroin up in these lines. I'm Frank Lucas's blue magic, flow savage. Any competition, I'll attack it. Feed me any rapper, I'ma eat them. Pause, but I'm swimming in your bitch, so I don't really need the pause. All you haters, I do not see. Flow holler, cause I get strep throat when I'm spitting that shows. Magic Johnson ain't the sickest nigga living. Nigga, listen, Twitter bitch, and they gon' get you to these bridges. Like you on Twitter bitch, and I get steady in the kitchen with my pedal to the metal. When feet on the ignition, trying to catch you niggas slipping, cause my flow is like a Smith and Blau. Dead one of you rappers that try to test me now. If I drop the mic, I go out like I'm cold. All you white rappers get left like Ginobili. I'm hotter than Curry, so you cannot hold me. Please find me some comp at the top, it's so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some comp at the top is so lonely.
If I drop the mic, I go out like I'm cool. All you white rappers get left like Ginobili. I'm hotter than Curry, so you cannot hold me. Please find me some comp at the top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some compass. The top is so lonely. At the top is so lonely, please find me some compass. The top is so lonely.
This is double L.
Just show 'em facts.
Rollin' in the game, you niggas stuck up in the layup line. Yeah, you know I'm getting everything, they ain't taking mine. I done came from nothing, now I'm always stuntin'. Blowin' all them bands, y'all nigga gettin' 100. Smokin' on that Deego, we servin' up a Lego. These niggas talkin' bout they real, they lookin' real see-through. I don't feel y'all, we can never dab it up. You know I got your main thing, she gon' back it up. We them y'all niggas ballin', stuntin' countin' all this change, y'all. We them young niggas ballin', stuntin', countin' all this change, yo. Your new flex, my old flex, I drop vibes like pump flex. Smoke good weed, not one stress, need commas on me with a couple checks. Rookie nigga hangin' with the vest, so you know that mean a nigga coming next. They be talking war, they don't want the wreck. Sneak this and they'll talk the wreck. If you want my niggas, then we come collect. If it's urgent, nigga, they don't call collect. I'ma ride or die for my fucking set. We drippin' blood everywhere we set. Say the ride, yeah, they comin' next. I ain't Hulk Hogan, but I love the flex. Diamond shine on my fucking neck, I ain't the blood, but I got connects. He ain't with me everywhere I step. We been killin' since ball game. Yeah, you know we rock ball. Man, I do the shit like all day. Bad bitch, they call me. Hit me on that speed dial. You know they want that good dick, so I give them all that redial. Rollin' in the game, you niggas stuck up in the layup line. Yeah, you know I'm getting everything, they ain't taking mine. I done came from nothing, now I'm always stuntin'. Blowin' all them bands, y'all nigga gettin' 100. Smokin' on that Deego, we servin' up a Lego. These niggas talkin' bout they real, they lookin' real see-through. I don't feel y'all, we can never dab it up. You know I got your man, think she gon' back it up. We them y'all niggas ballin', stuntin', countin' all this change, huh? We them y'all niggas ballin', stuntin', countin' all this change, huh?
Baby mama left me, she ain't say I was a real nigga. Got me feelin' like Future, I'm finna kill niggas. I don't fuck with family function, I don't feel niggas. Cam new and making plays, I'm in the field, nigga. LX time soon, and I run a whole crew, yeah. I be talking money shit, me and Wine Lou, yeah. Him gon' come through, and you know we got the fuel. Tell tonight to bring a friend, cause bro, I'm tryin' run tools. Other shit that I be on, always working only on. Trillest out of Hollywood, shout out to me, call the zone. Niggas like this nigga wildin', y'all think I done off the dome. Really, I just dropped the top to ride around, and I be known. All my young niggas ballin', put it in to get the change up. All my young niggas ballin', no affidavit, no statement, don't get my name up.
Ballin' in the game, you niggas stuck up in the layup line. Yeah, you know I'm getting everything, they ain't taking mine. I done came from nothing, now I'm always stuntin'. Blowin' all them bands, young niggas gettin' 100. Smokin' on a Deego, we servin' up a Lego. These niggas talkin' bout they real, they lookin' real see-through. I don't feel y'all, we can never back it up. You know I got your man, think she gon' back it up. We them young niggas ballin', stuntin', countin' all this change, huh? We them young niggas ballin', stuntin', countin' all this change, huh? We them young niggas ballin'.